The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, April the 2nd. And we have the Minister of Culture with us today, Chris Stevens. Good to have you here.
Always good to be here.
Minister
Always.
Of Culture. So people are starting to refer to you as a Minister
yes,
of Culture now?
Yes, whether it's legal or not. I'm starting to brand myself, I guess, as a cultured individual.
All right. From City of Columbia Cultural Affairs. What is your real title with the city?
Manager of the Office of Cultural Affairs. See, okay. That's not that fun. Minister of Culture
yeah,
is much
that,
more
that
fun.
Sounds a whole lot better. But, oh my goodness, are we a culture-filled city?
We are. Right? We are. I mean, you know, people think it slows down in the winter. It doesn't. Now we're coming up into spring, and there's just as many, if not more, activities coming up.
Okay. So what is it you want to tell us
okay,
today?
Well, first, I do want to implore all your listeners, all your viewers on the internet. We have an opportunity to send the Missouri Contemporary Ballet to be cultural ambassadors for
yes.
the City of Columbia
yes.
to play at the International Garden Expo in Suncheon Bay, South Korea. Mm-hmm. Suncheon Bay, as you may know, is our sister city.
Right. We talked about that last week on Radio Friends.
There you go. Well,
Aaron Grundy was on.
I'm back again,
okay.
and I'm trying to plug it because Suncheon Bay has been very generous. Once the ballet gets there, all of their expenses are paid for. So travel, food, transportation, even a translator. But we need to help them actually get over there. So they have to provide their own transportation. So they started what's called a Kickstarter campaign. You familiar with Kickstarter?
Tell me.
It's kind of it's what they call crowdsourcing. It's a way to get a big pool of money from a lot of people. So people can give from $10 to as much as they want, but you collectively pool all this together to hope that you reach the goal of what you're trying to get. So they are trying to raise money to pay for their travel expenses to get to Suncheon Bay. And once they get there, everything's taken care of. So mm-hmm. we're imploring everybody. They've only got a couple of weeks left before the end of the campaign. They're very close to reaching the goal, but we need everybody out there to help us get that goal and get the ballet over to Korea.
Okay, and I do hope that they make it and that they will be able to go because it's a wonderful representation of not only the City of Columbia, but of mid-Missouri,
Absolutely.
Midwest, and the state.
You know, it's giving us the opportunity to show the world, I mean, literally the entire world, the great arts that we're growing right here in our own backyard.
Yeah.
And I think Missouri Contemporary Ballet will be great ambassadors for the City of Columbia. So
yeah.
Please help them. You can go to the MissouriContemporaryBallet.com and click on the Kickstarter link there. It'll give you all the instructions. It's very easy to give. Again, $10 to $2,500, it all adds up.
Okay, you got it.
Great.
Then you've got the We Always Swing.
Yeah, a couple of things I want to plug again. Plowman Chamber Music Competition is coming up. That's just in a couple of days from now.
Mm-hmm.
That is a series of concerts, workshops, and, of course, a couple of concerts, including a competition of all these chamber music ensembles.
Okay.
So that's coming up this weekend. So definitely want to plug that. We Always Swing does have the Monterey, I want to make sure I get this right, Monterey Jazz Festival on tour is coming up on April 18th. One of the things John from the Jazz Series is very excited about is he was able to get the artistic director of Monterey Jazz Festival here to do a lecture the night before.
Oh.
So that'll be on, I think, the Thursday before.
Okay. So how do people get all of this information?
You know, come to us.
Go to us. The
Minister
follow us
on
of Cultural
Facebook.
Affairs.
Follow us on Twitter, or you can sign up for our email newsletter we send out once a week that'll give you all of this information weekly.
Is there a phone number, too?
874-6386. You can always call us or go to gocolumbiamo.com/arts with a capital A.
Okay. Minister Chris Stevens.
Thanks for
not a religious minister, a minister of cultural
That's
affairs.
Right. Have faith in the arts.
I like that.
I'm going to write that one down.
Now I turn to Barbara Hodges. She's been sitting over here listening to your line. Barbara Hodges, True North. Good to have you here, Barb.
Thank you, Paul. Nice to be here.
And you're here to tell us about a fundraiser that you're having,
yes.
the Little Black Dress.
Little Black
event.
Dress, mm-hmm. yes.
Before you tell us about the fundraiser, tell us about True North.
Okay. True North has been in existence for 30 years. We started out as a drop-in center for individuals that were dealing with domestic violence situations.
Mainly women.
Mainly women, yes. We do serve men as well, and that has evolved into serving anyone that comes in with domestic violence or sexual
do
assault.
Do you have Very many men that come in because of domestic
About
violence?
About 5 or 6 a year will come to us, mainly to get ex parte paperwork facilitated. We help process that. But we will also help. We've helped a man just recently get out of town. We provided transportation by purchasing a bus ticket so that he could get out of town, and he was in immediate danger. So, yes, we do help men.
And see, that's something we don't think about either.
Right, right. Because 95% of the victims of domestic violence and
women.
Sexual assault are going to be women.
Okay.
So we don't mean to leave them out, but
I know exactly what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
But True North is there for both men and women.
Yes, it is.
Now, the Little Black Dress event is an important fundraiser.
Yes, it is. It certainly helps us provide those needed resources so that we can supplement the shortfall that we have with grants, or if something gets cut and we need to make that up. Certainly those fundraisers help us meet our budget needs for the year. And this is our 4th year for Little Black Dress. It's going to be at the Machen's Volkswagen dealership. So the last 3 years, it's been at the Nissan dealership.
Uh-huh.
And we've been very grateful to Gary Drewing for allowing us to invade his work area and set up tables and chairs and
so
have a nice
the
gala.
Black dress event?
It's an opportunity for approximately 300 women to dress up in their little black dresses and come out for an evening. It's April the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a fashion show. My Sister's Circus and Girl provide fashions. It's a wonderful fashion show. And MU is coordinating a dressmaking competition that's going to be held April the 6th. And it's paper dresses. They're made out of newspapers. They'll be judged, and they will also be modeled that night. Grand Crew is catering all our food. Glazers and Little Black Dress Wine provides the wine. And for $35, it's a wonderful event for women to come out, help support True North, and also just have a fun evening of girls' time.
And they have to dress up in a little black dress.
Most of them do, but you don't have to.
Okay.
It's okay.
But
you don't.
You can say if you want to, you can.
Absolutely.
Okay. Give us the date and the time again.
It is April the 26th. At Joe Machen's Volkswagen, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
And that's on a Friday evening.
And the proceeds help True North continue the services that we provide.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a turn-away crowd.
Thank you.
Then. And that definitely fits into the cultural affairs of the City of Columbia, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's got everything. It's
all doing good stuff, all
absolutely.
Intertwined.
Yeah.
Great way to integrate the arts.
Got it. Was there a phone number that people could call?
875-0503, or go to our website, littleblackdresscolumbia.com.
Barbara, thank you so much
for
coming
by. Thank you, Paul.
Good having you here today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the Saturday Morning Book Club with Kathy Salter. That's more culture.
Exactly.
Yeah. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hyden, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there's something you'd like to hear, or see, drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. PepperP, Missouri.edu. Bye-bye.